In this journey of transformation, navigating life's twists and turns, we often find ourselves holding on to aspects of our past selves, hesitant to let go and embrace the new. But what if releasing those parts of ourselves is literally the key to unlocking your new cycle? Welcome to Two Queens and Crystal Things, the podcast where we are on some manifest your life, shift your mind, and raise the consciousness type of shit.
Hey!
I am Christy.
And I am Mia, and you can consider us your spiritual girlfriends. Hey, y'all.
Hey, everybody.
So, y'all, let's get into this.
Yes.
Real quick, our last episode, we talked about the importance of practicing detachment, spiritual detachment. So basically what we talked about is how detaching yourself from the emotional and mental chains that bind you provide you an opportunity to live in the present. Mm-hmm. It provides you the opportunity to embrace the goodness of who you are today, live the life that you have dreamed and are creating, which is so dope because this literally leads us right into what we're talking about today, Christy.
Yes. So, this is perfect because we've started our new year. And so today we are going to explore the power of releasing the old to welcome the new and how this process can lead to a profound growth and self-realization. And honestly, sometimes before we can embrace the change, we have to first acknowledge the need to release the old. I think a lot of us have a tendency to want to hold on to the old because it feels so comfortable. We've gotten so accustomed to it. And letting that part of ourselves go, it makes us feel vulnerable. So we're going to discuss today if there are any habits, beliefs, or relationships that weigh heavily on your spirit, and if so, let it go.
I think you better let it go. No, seriously, guys, but seriously.
Let it go.
So remember, when we talk about releasing and letting go of something, that does not mean forgetting or dismissing our past experience. Really and truly, if you look at it, like, it's an opportunity to honor what the past has taught us and be able to move forward. Like, seriously, how many times do you have to learn the same lesson? So when we are releasing and letting go, it's truly an honor of, you know what, this happened. If that had not happened, I would not be who I am today. But I don't have to swim in that mud anymore.
Right.
So
that's a good analogy.
You guys, here's the real question. Why does it seem so damn hard? Because honestly, letting go of a piece of your... letting go of your past self, letting go of something that is a piece of yourself that we have said, this is how I identify myself, it can be really difficult because what happens is it requires a level of vulnerability. And you know, we just love being vulnerable, psych. And yeah. Honestly, some courage. When we confront our fears and our insecurities head on. And so when we think about, like, our fears and our insecurities, we're talking about fears from something that has already happened. So these aren't like we're making something up in our head. It's like, this has happened, so now I have a fear or an insecurity next to this. And, you know, a lot of times in the spiritual world, you hear people call this shadow work. Going deep down into the depths, and we have done a couple of episodes on shadow work. So if you do want to get a little bit more into that, please go to the site, check us out, and tap in and just look into some shadow work episodes. But you got to think about this. Anything that we don't allow ourselves to confront, anything that we allow to control how it is that we live, respond, think, and act, that means we're allowing it to control us.
Absolutely.
So are you really about to just let your past control you to stop you from moving forward because of fear?
So, you know, as we're discussing this, this is making me recall what I went through in my first marriage, the, you know, the abuse. And I remember for many years, I did not talk about the abuse. I did not even acknowledge the abuse. It was just something that I swept underneath the rug. But then when I finally started talking to someone about it in therapy, I realized how I was holding on to it.
Mm-hmm.
And it became like this security blanket for me. Even though it was painful, even though it was traumatic, even though it was horrible, it became this, it was the security blanket that I felt comfortable carrying with me, and I didn't want to let it go, because releasing it and talking about it and just, you know, moving on with my life just meant that I was then going to be exposed and vulnerable.
Mm-hmm.
But talking about it and letting it go allowed me to shift myself from being in that past trauma and being able to move forward and really, like, project myself forward, or I was able to move forward in my life, like, after I was able to let that go. So that, all of this, you guys, is like, it is on point, because I'm just reliving and thinking all the stuff that I went through, and it's hard. It really is hard letting go of our issues, letting go of the past. But remember, if you're wanting to move forward, you have to let go of the past.
Well, I'll tell you, for me, Christy, and those who have, you know, been listening to us for a while know a little bit about my childhood that I've talked about. I will say the things that I went through, what I did, is I made it a part of my identity. As, you know, I looked at it like, I persevered through this, so I'm strong, which is still a relevant point, but I attached my identity to what I'd been through, as opposed to who I was today, or, you know, the new person that I, do you understand what I'm saying? So it was like, you know, that was my armor. And at the time, that's a survival mechanism that I used.
Right.
But when I got to the point where I was healing past this, I'm like, holding on to this is just not who I am anymore. That doesn't mean it didn't happen to me.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, that's just not who I am anymore. And it took me so long to be able to let go of that pain, because it was like a badge of honor. Like, I persevered through this. Fuck y'all. Excuse me. You know what I mean? It was very much so something I couldn't let go of, because I was afraid of what that would mean if I wasn't that person.
Right. And I feel like we've talked
about, you know what I mean? Like,
we've talked about this before. Like, we, certain things may serve us in different seasons in our life, but when it's no longer, like you said, that it was your armor, that was your protection. When it gets to a point, you said you healed past it, yet you were still holding on to it, and you realize, you're like, why am I holding on to this?
That's just not who I am anymore.
Right.
But so a lot of people sometimes, like what I've experienced, and like I said, very much so, it's difficult to let go of the pain, even though you've persevered through it, because that suffering is familiar. Yeah. I'm strong because I suffered. That means I'm resilient. I'm this. I'm, you know, we put all of these adjectives on it and make it a part of who we are.
Mm-hmm.
And when we're saying, okay, now let that go, because it's not who you are anymore. It doesn't exist. It's like, well, shoot, well, now who am I? That's unbelievably more difficult than it should be. But we're here to talk about it.
Yeah, let's talk about it.
So I ask you, so this is a good question, you guys. How much of your past are you allowing to define you today? Real talk. When you know, you guys, one of my favorite questions that I like people to think about is when someone says, you know, who are you, tell me about yourself. you know, how do you say that without saying what you do for a living, what your job is?
Yeah.
How much of when you talk about who you are, when you visualize who you are you going back to what you've been through? How much of that are you holding on to who you are today? And if you really think about it, it's interesting because it's your choice. There is some level of, I guess, I want to say maybe pride in being able to persevere through some traumatic, stressful, or painful times. But does that define who you are today? So when we start to ask ourselves that, what do you come up, you know, where are you on that?
So it's interesting. I don't think it defines me, like what I went through, but I will say that had I not gone through that, I don't think I would be who I am today.
Absolutely. So and this is a point I think we will talk about a little bit later, but when we talk about letting go, we're not saying forget it.
Mm-hmm.
But, I shouldn't say but. However, when you keep yourself in the place where you are, where you were experienced that pain, you make decisions from that same mindset.
Mm-hmm.
You are a healed version of that. So why would we make decisions based on that same mindset? That's just not who I am anymore. The decisions that I had to make at that time to survive and move forward are not the same that I need to make today. It's a totally different perspective. You've moved your seat on your table.
Mm-hmm.
Like you've moved around, but you're still, sometimes we can still be operating from that place.
Absolutely. Yeah. But what do you say when you move around the table? Your perspective
changes.
Yeah.
Christy and I are sitting here at the same table, having a conversation in the same space at the same time, but her perspective, her view is different from my view, but we're here at the same table. So your life, if you look at your life as a table, but as you grow and move around your table, your perspective changes. And hopefully, and we will, next week we're going to talk about being your highest self. When you're at your highest self, you are above the table. You can see the whole thing.
Yes,
but your perspective. Now you up here, 30,000 foot view. You like, oh, I can see all of this. But as you're moving and you heal through things, your perspective changes.
Mm-hmm.
So why would you still try to make decisions based on where you were on this side of the table? You're not here anymore.
It no longer serves you.
It doesn't serve you.
So what about you? Do you allow your past to define you?
I think less and less. I would be remiss to say that I don't think I allow it to define me. What I do think that I sometimes will allow myself to happen is I can get triggered that will bring up something from the past, and then I start making fear-based decisions.
Okay, I can see that.
You know what I mean? Yeah. It's like, oh, wait, hold on. This is... Mm-mm. And then I will make a decision from that perspective and not honor who I am today.
Mm.
The thing about it, though, is the awareness. Something will click and say, excuse me.
Girl, do you know who you are?
What you doing, girl? And you're like, oh, wait a minute. Hold on. I'm tripping. And because nobody knows you better than you.
Yeah.
Like, really, really and truly, like, literally... Nobody, because there's not one person on earth who knows your every thought, your every action, your every memory, nobody knows all that except for yourself. So you have to be honest with yourself about who you are. So when you open yourself up to having these conversations with yourself, like I said, girl, me, myself, and I, Mimi would tap me on my shoulders like, ma'am, we are not she.
But the key is being honest with yourself. And I think we've talked about this before. You know, mm-hmm. lying to yourself. Like, no, everything is fine. I'm good. I'm perfect.
It's like, girl, why?
No, you're not.
How are you going to betray yourself? It sounds crazy. I love this quote. There are far, far better things ahead than any that we leave behind.
Ooh, I like that.
To me, it kind of reminds us to let go of being afraid of what's ahead of us.
The unknown.
the unknown, but remember, and you know, we talk about the, I can't wait for us to do this highest self conversation, because remember, this is your story, baby. This is your creation. This is you are the director, the actor, the producer, the AP, the cameraman, lights,
the stunt double, the main actor,
all of that. You know what I mean? So is it really the unknown? Only you know the true desires of your heart. And when you think about what it is that you are creating in the life that you want to live, that's what you're moving towards.
Yeah.
So it's not necessarily the unknown. What you're moving towards is this. So when we're thinking about letting go of something, sometimes it helps to think about what it is that you're moving towards, because it's what you want. It's your creation.
Mm-hmm.
When we allow ourselves to be, to remember and recall that we are the master creator of our own lives, and that there is not some white-haired man sitting on high pulling strings, it's not unknown. You are the master creator. Somebody gonna be mad at me for that, but I don't really care.
So can you give me an example of how something would, like your past trauma, how you would allow that to define you?
I think, you know, I think in relationship, when you have, let's say you've been hurt or you've been cheated on or lied to, and let's say in my first marriage, dude was a master manipulator. Like, for real, a master manipulator. So you say one thing, and when you know when things come to light, because that's what happens, when things come to light, you're like, wait a minute, hold on. None of that was true. So in relationship after that, if anybody would say something close to what he would say, it would trigger, I found out that that's not true. You want some bullshit, because you're saying what that person said, but he was not truthful. He was not honest with who he was. And you know what I mean? So sometimes what happened is I would hear something like that, and the past me would be like, well, how can we believe this now? It sounds real familiar. You know, if someone says to you, I would never lie to you, and you find out that all you do is lie, and you hear someone say that again, you know, something like, man, I would never lie to you. Just like, ooh, that sounds real. But at this point, what did we learn from that? Because what I do remember and recall is, as it was being said, there was something about it that I knew wasn't true, but I wanted to believe it so bad. So I didn't trust my intuition. So an evolved me that trust myself knows that I don't really care what you say. All I got to do is feel. You can say whatever comes out of your mouth, and all I have to do is trust my intuition. I don't even have to say anything. It's like, I believe it or I don't. But there's something that I trust in myself now because of what I've been through. So like I said, it's not forgetting the past. It's, what did you learn? Trust yourself, because you knew. But you would convince yourself otherwise, Mia. So when those triggers would come up, I would find myself sometimes being like, mm-mm, nope, 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 not again. Let me tell you what's not going to happen. That. And so I would respond in a way that is like I'm responding to that past as opposed to responding to what's in front of me. Okay. I'm not trusting myself.
Got it. So being able to make decisions based on the present version of you and
mm-hmm.
the past,
mm-hmm.
Which is defining who you are, defining your actions, defining your thoughts, and okay. I was just curious because, you know, I wanted to make sure that for those of you who are listening, you understood, like, how a past or previous situation can define you. And again, like as Mia was saying, we don't want you to forget.
Right.
Learn the lesson from it. And then the present version of you who's learned the lesson can then move forward by making decisions based on that new version of you. So anyway, All right, so, okay, let's talk about this. With every new beginning comes an ending.
I mean,
it's a cycle.
Think about it. You're reading a book. When you get to the next chapter, that means that the last chapter ended. Period.
Think about the seasons.
The seasons. Like, at the end of a day, in order for the new dawn to happen, there has to be an ending to it. It's everywhere. So when we are holding on to something that has ended, we are not being present. We are not in the newness.
Because it would look mighty crazy trying to hold on to Chicago summer in the wintertime.
Babe, or opposite, because that's literally it's summertime shot. You out here acting like it's winter because you can't let it go.
Yeah.
So, like, honestly, I feel like this is one of the more simple, a little bit difficult concepts. In order for there to be new, there has to be an ending.
Yeah.
You can't exist in the same space with something new. I don't know who said, there's this quote, I don't know who said it, but you can't, you know, something to the effect of you can't live in a new space with the same mindset. That, get, you know, like if you just got out of an old space, but you can't operate in the new space with the mindset that got you in that.
Yeah, that's true.
And then, like, it has to end.
Yeah, but think about it too, like a sunrise and the sunset, they both don't exist at the same time.
No,
they don't.
They don't. They literally, like, it has to. And oftentimes, ooh, Chrissy, that's actually a really good way to think about it, because again, when the sun sets, there is a period of darkness before the sun rises. A lot of us don't want to go through that darkness.
Mm-hmm.
But you have to have faith and trust and know, just like, you know, guess what? The sun is going to rise. And you have to have faith and trust in you and in your life that as I go through this dark period, the sun will rise again. But it has to set.
Yeah.
So when it sets on this period, time, whatever in your life, there will always be a period of silence, mm-hmm. a period of darkness, a period of cleansing, a period of healing. And guess what happens? Because think about when we sleep, that's what we're doing. We're resetting. We're healing. We're giving our body rest. We're giving our soul rest. We're giving our mind rest. And as we wake up with the dawn, it's a new day.
Yes.
And that's what we're doing in our life.
Mm-hmm.
How can you have a new day if you don't go through the night?
Right. And you can't approach your day as if it's never going to end.
Mm-hmm.
There's going to be, like, that darkness. There's going to be that period of silence and that period of resetting. You all embrace it.
I mean, when we hold on to our past, it's like we believe that that's the only thing that exists.
Nope.
So you playing yourself short. Goofy ass.
And then guess what, too? Energetically, when you are living in the past, you don't allow that newness to come through, that mm-hmm. new energy to flow through into your life. So you're going to constantly be reliving that traumatic energy, all of that negativity, you know, when you're living in that past. Gotta let it go.
I think you better let it go.
Yes.
Be like Elsa out here. Let it go. Let it go. And I do. I mean, we are you know, playing it lighthearted, but honestly, I do understand. We do realize, especially when we're talking about ourselves, our thinking. Because we are hardwired as humans to protect ourselves.
We are. And the ego doesn't want to do anything that's uncomfortable. Like, if the ego is there for a purpose. It's there to protect you. It's there
Absolutely.
To keep you safe.
Yes.
And so, like, when I was sharing, when I went through my abusive relationship, I didn't want to let go of that. I mean, I had held on to it so long that it just became normal for me. And releasing it and not holding on to it anymore meant that I was going to be vulnerable. But once I let go of it, and of course I did that through therapy and talking it out with someone and going through my healing journey. But once I let it go, I feel like what came into my life was so much better because I was just stuck. I felt like I was stuck.
Oh, girl, you know, stagnation is oof, oof.
You know, a lot of people
like you can't stuck. Yes, I can't move. Like you, but sometimes we don't realize that stagnation is us. It's literally us doing it to ourselves. We are closing the door on ourselves.
Can't be your own cock blocker.
Oh, baby.
Don't be your own
what? Cock blocker. How you sound? Cock blocking on yourself. Come on, man.
Don't do that.
Don't do that.
Don't do that.
You know that saying, when you know better, do better? And also think of it from this perspective, you guys. It's almost... I mean, it's like it's almost like a backhanded slap to yourself not to honor.
What do you say, treason?
Thank you. Girl, you're committing treason against yourself when you don't honor what you've been through.
Yeah.
When you don't honor the fact that you've learned a lesson. Why are you still in that space? So you're in a space where you know better now. You trust yourself better. You've learned something about who it is that you are. You're like, wait a minute, hold on. I actually know what's going on with me. I actually trust myself a little bit more. So why would you operate from a space where that's not who you were? You know better now, so do better.
And I think that's another reason why it's so hard. And I've been that person. It's easy to not change.
Mm-hmm.
It's easy not to let go. It's easy to just do what you've constantly been doing because... Again, there's that unknown.
Like, I think that's something that we truly on this journey have to let go of. Is yeah. We can't believe it's the unknown.
I think differently now.
Yeah, you know. Yeah.
Now my seat at the table has changed, and I have the perspective that I'm excited about it. I'm excited about the unknown. But I think people don't change or people. Have fear of letting go of things because it's just easy to remain.
Deal with the devil you know than the red devil you don't.
Exactly.
It's like, I know how to fight this one.
Right.
It's cool. I know 5 times out of 10 I'm going to lose, but 5 times out of 10 I'm going to win. Whereas what you desire truly in your heart is something softer, something like, I don't want to live a life where I'm fighting. That sounds crazy to me. But
I don't either.
50%. I know 50% I'm not going to have to fight. Okay, fine. But I know that. What if I... And we put these things in our own head where we're like, well, what if it's fighting all the time? At least I know that some of the times I'm not going to have to fight. Mm. But is that what you truly want? Nope. Is that really... Like, so you're going to settle on your own life? Child, bye. Like, why?
And anything worth... Especially for yourself. Anything worth having, i.e. peace, you know... joy,
mm-hmm.
happiness, it's worth the effort. It's worth the fight. It's worth investing that time and effort into yourself.
When we really think about what we're talking about here, guys, is this is decisions for you.
Mm-hmm.
I think when we talk about, because you know, everything that we're talking about, you all, on this podcast, is truly about self-mastery.
Yeah.
It's about learning how to love and be the master, the creator of your own life. So when we do something like hold on to things that are no longer a part of ourselves, that no longer serve us, and we don't honor who it is that we are in the present moment, we are releasing control of our story. We are allowing what the dreams and desires that we have in our heart to fade away, or putting it out there for something external to make it happen when we have full control over it.
Mm-hmm.
And we got to remember, if it if it is in you, if it is something that you can visualize and you have seen and you want and you can taste it and smell it and see it, it is already real. It is done. It's literally a matter of you walking into that new chapter. Okay, close that chapter. Next. And that is so, it can be so painful. It can be so scary. But if we remember, if I see it, feel it, visualize it, and know it, it's real.
Yep.
It would not be within me if it's not
it's
who...
attainable.
It's if it's not a part of who I am, it wouldn't be in me. It's there. There's something. You know how you have those things where it's like, I've always known it. I've always seen it. I know this. But we allow something outside of us to tell us who we are.
Tell yourself who you are.
It's like somebody come to you and be like, that's your name, Christy. Yeah. You don't look like a Christy.
I think I want your name to be Terry.
Yeah. You look like a Terry. And it's like you saying, Terry?
Okay.
What? Child.
I've done that.
Like, you know what I mean?
That's the thing. Like, nowadays, I'm just like, what was I thinking? Where someone was like, oh, no, this is who you are. Okay.
You know, girl, me too. You know how, do you look back on those times? Okay, now when I say I crack up.
Oh my girl.
Baby. Oh my goodness. You have those moments where you will remember something or that you did or went through.
Shake
where
you're my just, head. Oh my. Like, are you serious? Because now I would have to be like, you know what? I think I have some time today. Let's see if I'll, you know.
Girl, my energy is so that ain't nobody even saying that shit. I don't think I wanted to. Because I am non-interested. I say what I am. I am what I am. You or any, no one has the power.
Remind me to tell you something after this podcast.
Okay. No one has the power to define me unless I allow you to.
Exactly.
Period. So even you, your old version of yourself, the only way that you are being that person who no longer exists is if you allow it to be.
Yep.
Period. Like it's... Is that difficult and it's really that easy?
Exactly. Mia, you are preaching tonight.
You know this because this is very like we have like this
we
is
have lived this.
And living. You know what I mean? Like this is very yes. and especially you guys, so astrologically, you know, we just experienced this eclipse. Was that a week ago? Mm-hmm. Last Monday, was it, Chrissy? Wednesday?
Tuesday.
Wednesday. In our last episode, talked a little bit about, like, what this, you know, eclipse means. And this eclipse in particular was, I'm going to tell you now, sidebar real quick. That, what?
Can I make a quick...
Yeah, please.
All right, you all. We are... 33 minutes into this podcast.
33.
And before we get to the end, I want you all to make sure that you are following us on YouTube. Mm. Follow us on YouTube. Subscribe. Hit those notifications. Hit the like. Make sure you leave a comment. Also, make sure that you are following us on our Instagram page, Two Queens Crystal Things. And then also, if you want to support our time and our efforts on getting this content out to you, you can also buy us coffee, a.k.a. wine, on buymecoffee.com/2QCT.
As a matter of fact, you guys, on our IG page, I put up a poll. I asked, what are you having difficulty letting go? So we want to hear what you guys are having difficulty letting go. Or, you know, one of the options is call me Elsa. Baby, I'm letting it out. So let us know where you guys are and what comes up for you. We love to hear from you all, but please do follow us at Two Queens Crystal Things on IG and weigh in on the poll.
And back to our episode.
Okay, so real quick, the eclipse, mm-hmm. the solar eclipse that we just experienced. you know, as I've been talking to people, when I say people have been shedding big time and allowing the eclipse, allowed a lot of us who were open to this energy, it allowed us to see parts of ourselves that we were holding on to, and it straight showed us how it's affecting us.
Yes.
Like,
I agree, in your face.
Like,
damn, really?
Like, for real, in your face. Where you can't do that. Like, you can't ignore it or escape it. You can't run away from it. And so if you allowed yourself to embrace that energy, you came head on with parts of yourself that you will, that is time to let go of. So, you know, what some people would do, Christina, and I have done this. You know how you just run away from something? So that's not the same as letting something go.
Oh, running away from something?
No, hell no.
Oh, no.
No, ma'am.
No.
No. It's, you know how you go, you know, I'm just going to move. Or I'm just going to change jobs. Or I'm just going to break up with this person and just go into it, like, you know.
Yeah,
but we never address ourselves. This is, you guys, it's never, like, trust me on this one. It's never really about the other person or the whatever the external stimulus is. It's never about that. It's always about us. It's always about your choice, your decisions, your actions, your thoughts, your beliefs. Do you believe you're worth it? Are you controlling the controllables? You are the controllable. Like, it's always about us. So when we run away from something and don't address it, that is not the same as letting go. That is not the same of confronting, addressing, and releasing it and getting the lesson from it. Honor who you are. When you play with yourself, because you for real playing yourself, when you run away from something, the fact that you think it's not coming back is hilarious. It, when I say boomerang back on your pumpkin head, that boomerang would come back around, hit you on the head, and you would think, well, but this doesn't exist anymore. No, it exists until you address it within yourself, until you are vulnerable with yourself. This has nothing at all to do with anybody but you. How much energy are you going to put into you and loving you and being vulnerable with you and being brave for you?
Because you're worth it. And think about the energy that you have when you're running away from something.
Mm-hmm.
It's fear-based.
Yeah.
You know, you're trying to run away from it. You're not, you don't want it to catch up to you. You're trying to far away. You're creating this distance. But when you decide that you're going to let something go, you are making a conscious choice and decision to say, I'm releasing this. I'm letting it go.
You're intentional.
Very intentional.
Absolutely. It's not turning it back around. I was telling my mom, you know how little kids would be like, if I don't see you, you don't see me. You can't play that with yourself. Like, if I don't look, it's not there. No, it is. But sometimes, you know, it's like the energy will allow you to be like, oh, we doing this game? All right, come on. We're gonna let her think just for a minute. Go ahead. Like, yeah, I just closed my eyes on it. And, you know, I put my head down. And it's gone now. It's gone. What you talking about? I don't even know what happened. But when you, and then it's like, wait a minute, hold on. If you don't pay a bill and, you know, no one says anything,
the bill is still there.
It's still there. Your lights, you sitting up there like your lights gonna get cut off.
Play if you want to.
So it will come back. So there has to be a way where you confront the fear. It is what it is, and it's going to be what it's going to be. But you are the master creative of what it's going to be.
That part. I love that. And, you know, sometimes it's more about starting over than just letting it go.
I think, like, you know, you know, I've asked you this before. How many times in your life do you feel like you've started over? Seriously.
That's a really great question. I'm thinking. That's why I kind of look like I'm, like, staring off.
Right. No, because it's a real question.
I want to say like once in high school, once when I went away to dance school in Lake Forest, once when I moved away to New York, when I got my divorce, my first divorce, and when I got my... So five times. About five times.
So do you think that it would be possible for you to start over without having released... Like, do you think that you would have been able to carry the baggage?
No, because each time I started over, I've tossed everything out from that chapter.
To the world blow up. It's gone.
Yeah.
It's...
I'm like, no, but I don't need this.
But there,
I'm
but not there's it that's a conscious season. But there's a conscious effort to let that go. Yeah. You know what I mean? So it's like letting go, and it's like it's sometimes it's like starting fresh. It's new. So sometimes it's not a new chapter. It's a whole new book.
Right? Can I confess something though?
Confessions.
And you know this because I was after my second divorce. I was really afraid starting over, but I kind of like it. I do. Like, it's just like, okay, I'll start over. I don't care. I can sleep on the floor.
There is
can,
something like, to the adventure
throw all
of
my things away and just start fresh again. Like, I love that energy of it's almost like this, not even a recycling. It's just like we are starting new. And anything that came that was from the previous chapter or from the previous, quote unquote, life, that stays in that space, and I'm going to create a new space with a new energy.
So when you think about this, because anything that we cling on to, like that we allow to become our prison. So yes. It's like, oh, I'm afraid of starting over or letting go of something because, you know, I love this bed that we have. Like, mm-hmm. So you're gonna allow this comfy bed that you have in a past relationship? It's like if I let that go, then like that now that's your prison. So when we start over, what you're telling yourself and what you're showing the universe and the energy that you're putting out is that I trust myself.
Yeah.
And it will always be right when you
always
trust yourself.
And my guys,
that is faith
me.
Like a mug.
My guys have showed me. I mean, there have been times where I have been, and I'm going to be very transparent, I have been down to like my last dollar before I
got
paid.
Girl.
And I'm just,
you better
I'm
speak these
to
truths.
My guys, and I'm like, you know what? It is what it is, but you know, I'm going to keep living and I'm going to enjoy life. And then all of a sudden I get like a Reiki appointment or someone books something with me or I get a, you know, something. I get a sale. I'm like, oh, okay. I see you.
No, Chrissy, man, when I say that,
me.
That truth, that is so much truth right there. I mean, like sometimes it's just like, what's going to happen when you trust yourself and just trust that, look, it's going to be okay.
I've always
it's
been
going to be okay because I'm okay.
Yep. And then I also get reminded, like, Christy, look at your history. But look at how often I moved to New York at 19 with $10 in my pocket. I was okay. You know, things have always happened for me. Always.
When we talk, this is so perfect. I love that you brought that up because when we talk about letting go of things and not necessarily forgetting them, what you learned in that time as a 19-year-old, you learned how to trust yourself. Mm-hmm. You learned that I believe in myself. You learn that I trust in the vision that I have for my life, despite what anybody else says.
Right, yes.
Despite, I don't care what y'all say. I'm going for the gusto. Now, do you have the same mindset as that 19-year-old? No. Have you learned something? No. Like real talk.
Right, yeah.
Like, you know, because now you know you're a mom, and there are certain things that you're not necessarily
lifestyle.
Right. But there are certain things you're. That at this time in your life, you're not able to let go. But the lessons that you learn from that is whenever
absolutely.
I trust myself, baby, you, whenever
absolutely.
I trust myself, I got me. The
every
universe
time.
Got me. My
every
spirit guides got me.
Time.
My ancestors stand up like
ten
a
toes
like a town for me.
Yes.
And they keep showing me.
Mm-hmm.
So when we are saying letting go, we're saying letting go of the things that are holding you, that you are holding, that are making you a prisoner in your own life.
Yeah. A lot of times we do this to ourselves. You know when they say, it be your own people. It be your own self.
Right. Wait.
Sometimes.
So, and I think one of the things to remember, you guys, is being present. And this comes up a lot in our conversations because it's
so important.
It's important. All you have is right now. Yes, we can plan for the future. We can desire. But who are you today, right now?
Yes.
I could walk outside and get hit by a bus. And it's all over. Who was I? Who was I when that happened in that present moment? And I look back on, you know, I've said this before, when I look back on my life in my geriatric stages, and I've heard some of our elders say this before, the regrets that they have, that people have in life, it's not the things that you did, it's the things that you didn't do. Mm-hmm. It's the, I can't believe I didn't trust myself. I can't believe I didn't go for it. I can't believe I stayed stuck right there. I can't believe I didn't move forward when I really wanted to. I can't believe I settled in my life. No one ever regrets the, man, I went for it. It failed, but man, did I have a ball. Then I learned this and then this happened. It's always the things that we didn't allow ourselves to grow from. True. Nobody can stop you from that but yourself. And then that's the other thing. You sitting up here, you're 96 years old. You're like, wait a minute, hold on. It was me?
All this time?
You really want to be that dude? Like, for real. Come on, man. You really want to be the person...
You were your own villain.
It was you. You were your own villain the whole time.
What?
So trust yourself, y'all. Like, this is, every moment is your moment. This is all we have right now. And so if you're trying to say, if you are allowing yourself to live in the past, and that is gone and done. The future is not here. We don't know what the hell that's going to look like or if it's even coming. The only moment you have is the moment that you have right now. And then tomorrow, if you have that moment, there is no tomorrow. Tomorrow, when you are sitting in your house, in your home, or whatever that you're doing tomorrow, it's not tomorrow. It's the present. Mm-hmm. Every moment that you have is the moment that you have right now. It counts. It's now. It's the present. It's a gift. So live for the moment. Live for yourself. How dare us? How dare us? When I think about it, sometimes I get just like, how? How did I not see this? How dare us live in a moment that does not even exist anymore? What are we doing? That's not who you are. That moment is not here. We are here. And it's gone.
And you
stay
can't
here.
It. And that's the thing, too. You can't
it's
control
over.
The past. You can't
it's,
control the future.
It's written. It is written. The only thing you control is who you are at this moment. Who are you deciding you're going to be? Who? What are you worthy of? How much do you love yourself? What do you? Who do you believe you are at this moment, at this time? Mm-hmm. What actions are you taking to show yourself how much you love yourself today? Mm-hmm. Not tomorrow. You know, like, I find it interesting that sometimes, and I have definitely done this, we wait to live. Or we wait to love ourselves. You know, we will tell things ourselves things like, you know, girl, I'm going to be fine when I lose 15 pounds. Bitch, you fine now.
Right.
Period.
Or I'm going to wear that dress on this special day. I'm gonna break
put
out
your clothes on.
Perfume.
Put your clothes on. Yes.
Look, if you're working from home, wear that perfume.
You know, I've you know, some people like plan trips. It's like, I've always wanted to go someplace. I got to wait for the love of my life. Baby.
Do it now. Like, you are the love of your own life.
You are the love of your own life. And you never know what's going to happen at that moment. Like, and we can't wait to live, you guys. And you can't live in the past because it's done.
Yeah.
Come on, man. Step up. Okay, so how do we do it, Christy? How do we let it go?
Oh, that's the $1 million question. But You can start off by forgiving yourself.
Oh, God.
And that's hard. It's hard to get to the point where it's like, you know what? I have not been completely down for me. I have been honest with myself. I have not been honoring myself. And forgiving yourself for those things, it's just like, you know what? I forgive myself. Because I realize I could have showed up for myself in a different way, and I haven't been. But because I didn't in the past, I'm going to forgive myself, because I'm going to move forward. Once you forgive yourself, that is, you are not forgetting the past,
blessings,
but forgiving
on blessings,
yourself,
baby.
Right, is allowing you to move forward. Like, okay, I forgive myself for what I did, but now it's time for me to move forward.
I think this is self-forgiveness, and forgiving yourself is one of those themes that we have spoken about in so many episodes, because when I tell you, and we did a whole episode on self-forgiveness.
Easy, right, it's so easy.
It's so easy, but why is it so difficult for ourselves? And that is, I think, when it's difficult for us to forgive ourselves, that is, to me, a marker that we're still living in the past. So you haven't learned that lesson. Yeah. You haven't got into the space where you truly trust yourself, where you love yourself, where you trust your journey. It's not all about the destination. This is a freaking adventure, y'all. Mm-hmm. And it's beautiful and it's fun. Like, how can you learn to love yourself if there's a point in your time where you don't love yourself? How can you learn to forgive yourself if there's a point in the time in your life where you haven't forgiven yourself, or where you have wronged yourself? Mm-hmm. We've talked about this before. In order for there to be peace, that means that chaos exists. Because love exists, that means that, you know, I don't want to say hatred, but apathy exists. In order for something to exist, that means the opposite exists. There has to be a reflection of something for it to exist. So there is happiness because there is sadness. So we came here on this earth during this time in this dimension to be able to experience the gamut of these feelings and these emotions and these experiences. And we get to choose. But please know and understand that if something exists, that means the opposite exists. If you have a desire for something that you believe is not within your world at this moment, that means that the opposite exists. The opposite exists, that means whatever it is, that it exists. It's there for you to choose where you want to be. And a lot of this is a choice.
It really is.
Choose to forgive yourself. Choose to love yourself. Why sometimes it's part of people's journey that they will hurt themselves in order to learn how to love themselves. And I'm gonna keep it a buck with y'all. Knowing what I know now and being in the space that I am, I would still choose the journey of self-love. Which means that I had to go through a journey of apathy and hate for myself. Because the discovery, woo!
Ooh, man.
It's like falling in love.
It really is.
It's so beautiful.
And then you realize, it's like, why am I even looking outside of myself for someone to give me this? Like, no one's going to love me the way that I love myself. So why am I waiting on this special person to give me this love?
And it's like you will literally withhold love from yourself.
Right.
I guess
waiting for this other person.
Girl, but the journey for me to get to that point has
it's
been
beautiful.
The most. The fact
really
that I'm
is.
In a space that I've got to experience all these things. Oh my God. Like, I'll start crying. Count me in. I signed up for it.
Sign me up.
I signed up for it. I'm here. Now, so another, how can we let go of things? This one, you know, especially going of your past self. Let go of the things you can't control. And let me keep it a buck. You can't control nothing but you. That's it. You cannot control not a damn thing but you. everybody is given free will. That's part of the game. That's rules of the game. It's like any game, you know, if you think about any board game or, you know, the little, you know, those games, the video games that you play, there are rules. There are parameters. One of the rules in this game of life is free will.
I'm learning that.
And everybody, you, so there is nothing you can do that will guarantee that a person is going to do what you want them to do. If they do, it's because they want to, of their free will and choice.
Yes.
So when you let go of the expectation that you can control anything outside of your choices, your decisions, your space, who you are, who you believe you are, how much you love yourself, that allows you to let go of past versions of yourself because you're making choices today, controlling your controllables.
Yes to that, all across the board. And then also, I think this is a really good question to ask yourself. Ask yourself this. So if you knew that you would die in a year, this reminds me of that Queen Latifah movie.
Which one?
There was a Queen Latifah movie where she was, I guess, given a false diagnosis where she thought that her life was going to end short. And so she decided that she was going to live it out. I think Dean Martin.
I know what you're talking about.
Here's the question. So if you knew that you would die in a year, how important would your past be? It wouldn't. You would be focused on what can I do today to really enjoy my life before it ends. What can
Seriously.
I do today?
Chrissy, come on, man.
You know, like, every day would be an adventure. What can I do today?
It would be all about the present moment.
It would.
Like, when I tell you, someone say, okay, hey, you guys, listen, just think about this. Someone said, oh, by the way, you only got a year left. You know, all that stuff you hold into, watch how fast you let that go. What? What, huh?
Who? Wait, what?
Huh? Girl, chat.
Who are you?
What? It's almost like it would dissipate out of your mind immediately.
It's like, no, I got to focus on
today, right now. So if you are having trouble letting go of something and thinking about how can I change my life today? How can I let go of something that has been so painful? And I want to let it go. But, you know, sometimes, especially... And again, we're talking about past versions of ourselves, you guys, not other people, because we've talked about that too, but we can get into that another time. But what difference does it make knowing that my tomorrows are not promised? Yeah, okay. Yeah, I betrayed myself in the past, but none of that matters. I got 365 left. Do you think you're going to spend another moment worried about what happened yesterday, 6 years ago, 10 years ago, hell, 2 days ago?
Woe is me. Why didn't I do this? Why didn't
Why?
I do this? You'd be like, look, what am I going to do? What are we getting into today?
It changes
your
life.
It's time for me to live.
It changes your life. Okay. Woo, child. Where we are. How long have we been?
57, 58.
Okay, cool. Mm-hmm. So what's your takeaway, Christy?
You know, my takeaway is you cannot control the past and you cannot control the future. So just allow yourself to practice. Because it does, I will say, you have to practice this. Just being in the present. Because being in the present allows you to really tap into yourself and tap into every moment that you are a part of.
Mm-hmm.
And that is the moment that's special. Like, the present moment is special. And again, the only thing that you can control is yourself. You can't control nobody else.
So for me, the takeaway, and also what I will fold into what our message for the day, a message from spirit, honestly, you guys, because Chris and I were talking about what we were going to talk about today. We were originally going to do this episode on connecting with your higher self, which we would do next week. But with everything that is going on energetically and even astrologically with the eclipse, the timing. We are in a season of spring. So what the big thing, the takeaway, guys, is just like there are seasons in our, in just weather seasons, there are spiritual seasons in your life. Understand, if you are listening to this, then this message is for you. You are coming out of the winter season of your life. It is spring for you. Are you truly going to continue to live in the winter season of your life when the buds that you have planted and put into your life are coming out of the ground? You're going to ignore that and continue to have on your wool sweaters and your boots and your hats and your... And it's time for you to come out of the hermit vibe that you've been in, and what the lessons that you have learned and how much you have given to yourself and of yourself for your own journey, and step into this new phase. Embrace the cycle. Embrace the newness. You deserve it. You worked for this. You created it. Everything that you desire that comes into your mind is yours if you choose to, it to be. That's basically it, y'all. I do have some temple work for you guys.
Ooh, temple work.
So you guys, you know, we talk about our temple work. So some, to, for some of our, if you are new to Queens and Crystal Things, if you're new to the collective, we occasionally will give what we got, well, homework, but we call it temple work because we refer to our bodies, this, the avatar that we're living as our temple. This is your own sanctuary where we are holding our souls and living. Our God self holds this. So everything that we do is better for us and towards us. So when we want to be intentional about that, and you know, I'm a big fan of journaling, and it is for you. Like a quick story. I went to go visit my sister. Did I tell y'all I left my journal in San Diego?
No.
Baby, I almost had a panic attack. I called my sister. I was like, Pilar. I left my journal. Can you look? She said, oh yeah, I found it. I take my journal with me everywhere I go. For me, it is like, it is kind of like my Bible, right? So, you know, I have channeled messages, or, you know, these are conversations that I have with my higher self. These are conversations I have with my lowest self. So what happens is with my journals, and Christy knows, I keep all my journals. I have ridiculous amount of journals. And I keep them in order of, you know, years. So the journal that I'm in right now, it's like whatever journal I'm working in at that moment, it is my Bible. So what I do is it's literally like the Bible. I will open it up sometimes when I'm just like, I need a message. And I promise you, every time I open it, when I tell you it's right on time, and it's me. Sometimes I read it, I'm like, ooh, girl, you was on one that day. Like, okay. And it's exactly what you need to hear for you. So I'm such a fan of journaling and speaking to your higher self and free writing. So your journal prompt today, your temple work, is why am I finding, whatever it is that you are having a difficult time letting go, why am I finding this so hard to let go? If you write that question down and allow yourself, just write the question down, just sit there for a moment, and whatever comes out of your pen, your pencil, your crayon, your marker, whatever it is that you use to write to yourself, allow it to come out. And then if it's not something that you are necessarily, that you are connected to, that you're having a difficult time letting go, ask yourself, why am I holding on to things that I can't control? What is it that I'm holding on to that I can't control? And so sometimes, you know, what will help, guys, try this one thing. Do a write the question, like say you have a blue pen and a black pen. Write the question in a blue pen. So what am I holding on to that I can't control? What am I trying to control this out of my control? Or something, whatever, you know, however it is that you word it. And then take the other pen and allow, just what, don't think about it, don't edit it. It is for you, from you. And this is a way to connect to your higher self. Breathe. And it's almost like, and I always joke, when if you look in my journal, you will see there are several different handwritings. If someone took a handwriting sample, they'd be like, okay, she's cuckoo. Why are there? But there are different versions of myself. And sometimes I know when spirit is channeling through me. I can tell, like, okay, I know who or what this is. It's because I've allowed myself to be free with it. So when I know that it's me talking to me, and nobody knows me better than I know myself, and who am I speaking to, and what is this for? If you put it in a different ink, it's almost like you're saying, like, hey, okay, this is a different version of myself that I need to answer this question. It allows you. It's almost like a trigger for you to be completely honest with yourself. Try it. Now, some people don't have any problem being completely honest with themselves. But if you are, try that. Just use different pens to talk to yourself. So that's your temple work, you guys. Christy, what's our crystal of the week?
I love that. So these are crystals that we've already talked about before. I'm going to share three crystals in the just three... very short summaries that we're mindful of time. So amethyst is a stone of transmutation that helps to cleanse and release the past and helps you learn from experience to avoid similar situations. Citrine is a stone of wealth and good luck that helps you to move past self-limiting fears and poverty mentality and inspires confidence in your ability to succeed. Mm-hmm. And then rose quartz, it encourages regeneration and helps you move forward in your life, leaving the past behind, and means unconditional love and infinite peace.
So love those it. Are three and wait, real quick, you guys. Another way to allow yourself to open it, if you like working with crystals, which we are obviously fans of, an amethyst crystal, if you have like a palm stone, whatever hand, so if you're right-handed, while you are writing in your journal, put an amethyst in your left hand. So remember, so if you write with your right hand, that your dominant hand, that's where you give energy. Mm-hmm. And with your left hand is where you receive. Mm-hmm. And Christy just told you what the amethyst really is. It's a beautiful stone that helps you to connect you with your third eye. It helps you to open yourself up. It brings in this energy that connects you to your highest self. So you put it in your left hand. You hold on to that. You receive that. And then it's like it travels through you. And now you are giving from your highest self because you've allowed that amethyst to connect with yourself. So that's another way for you guys to connect with your highest self when you're journaling. Okay, I'm dropping gems on y'all.
Yeah. I hope you all are taking notes.
Notes. All right.
Woo! Thank you, guys. That is the end of this episode. Letting go of your past. You all, it is time to let it go.
And don't forget to, you guys, write a review for us wherever you are listening to us. It's very helpful for us. It helps us to grow as hosts, connect with you all, let us know what works, what doesn't work. We appreciate it all. Again, go to our IG, check us on YouTube, Two Queens and Crystal Things. We love you. And as we always say,
light,
peace, love, and soul. Till next time.
Peace.